To commemorate his death, one of Vincent's favourite Victorian sentimentalists, Luke Fildes, produced an unforgettable image of Dickens's empty chair pushed away from his desk. Vincent bought this illustration and learned from it how an empty chair can stand in so poignantly for a missing person. Haunted by this image, Vincent went on to become the greatest painter of empty chairs there's ever been.
And to your humorous changes, I tune my subtle song. I tune my subtle song.
Vincent's landlady in Brixton, Mrs. Lawyer, had a daughter, Eugenie, who was 19, a year younger than Vincent. Perhaps the chief reason why he enjoyed his first year in London so much was because Eugenie was here. Vincent fell for her all the way. He was besotted. What's extraordinary is that he didn't tell her he was in love with her for almost a year. He kept it bottled up. He let it fester.